Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 31. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. Rejoice that God sent his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When kids are little, they often want something right now, but often they just need to wait. One mom asked her impatient children, "What's Grandma's word?" They'd sigh and reply, "Patience." And then they'd wait. When you're reading the book of Luke, the story of an angel appearing to Mary comes so close to the story of Jesus' birth that it seems like Mary didn't have to be patient. Actually, when the angel told Mary she'd have a baby, Mary had to wait about 9 months until Jesus was born. You want to know how long 9 months is? That's how long it's been since COVID-19 began to shut down our country. How much have you done since then? School online or in person? You've played in the backyard, done puzzles, watched a lot of movies, read books, played basketball, listened to music, went to the beach, taken a walk. Maybe you even went on a small trip. 9 months was a long time for Mary to patiently wait, but she waited. God kept his promise, and Jesus was born. You know what? The truth is that people had to wait a whole lot longer than 9 months for this baby. After Adam and Eve first sinned and God promised he'd send a Savior, believers waited 4,000 years for the Savior to arrive. While they wanted the Savior right now, God was telling them, patience. God knew when the time would be right to send the one who would save us from our sins. He knew the exact right time to send Jesus to take our place, to live perfectly for us, to endure pain and suffering and death for us. 3 days later, he rose from the dead to defeat Satan and give us the victory. You know what else? We are still waiting for Jesus to come back again. At that time, Jesus will come to take us to heaven with him. Sometimes we want him to come right now, but God knows when the time is right. So rejoice. Be happy. Be patient. God sent his Son once, and he will send him again. We rejoice in prayer. Dear God, thank you for always acting when the time is right. Thank you for sending your Son the first time to save us from our sins. Give us patience while we wait for you to come again, so that we can all live together in heaven. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.